Now I'd like to share with you a brief case study, which is fairly typical of the kind of examples where we're working with respite at home. So Mary's age 94. She lives in sheltered housing. She had a stroke approximately 5 years ago, and she's recently been diagnosed with vascular dementia. She sustained two falls within 18 months, which had led to deterioration in both our kind of physical and mental health. The deterioration had basically meant that Mary had become more dependent on her daughter Nora, who provided quite a high level of care, in addition to the fact she was became increasingly socially isolated because she wasn't able to get out and about and do the same things that she ordinarily did. So when I first became involved with Mary and Nora, completed the assessment, and we identified social supports such as daycare and Alzheimer's Scotland support, and these were introduced. So Mary started to attend daycare every Friday, and she had 3 hours of Alzheimer's Scotland support 2 evenings a week. Really enjoyed this support. Mary's mood became a lot more positive, and she said she was really enjoying the support. Nora was feeling that she was having these regular breaks in her caring role. Nora and her mum's quality of life had improved slightly. So shortly after these supports were introduced, through discussion, Nora told me that she was due to celebrate her silver wedding anniversary with her husband by a week's holiday abroad. And what she was saying is she was expressing that she really was very anxious about going, very reluctant to go on holiday and leave her mum. Hadn't been on holiday in a number of years due to a caring role. So we looked at traditional respite within a care home environment. However, both Nora and Mary felt that the disturbance to Mary's routine would have quite a big impact on her, and they were really keen that this was maintained. So we looked at respite at home. What we did is we arranged a trial weekend prior, about a month or so prior to the holiday, which was really successful. And basically, we then planned the respite a week to coincide with Nora's holiday abroad. When we were planning that, I met with Nora, Mary and the care provider out in Mary's house, and what we did is we looked at existing supports, informal and formal, and then built the support around that. So for example, the Friday that she was at daycare and the two evenings from Alzheimer's Scotland, alongside other things that she enjoyed doing, she went for tea with two neighbours every Wednesday evening, and her grandson visited every Sunday afternoon. So we didn't support at those times, and we provided the support around about that. Mary herself identified she didn't require overnight support, and she said she didn't want to become reliant on this during the week and then it not be there. And she didn't have a need for the overnight support at that point. So the week worked well. Mary said she felt safe, really well cared for, and she was absolutely delighted to be able to stay in her own house. Nora returned from her holiday feeling really well rested and more able to carry on with her caring role. What happened after that is that respite at home became a regular part of Mary's outcome plan. And each time she received it, she received the same carers, so she was building up relationships with them all the time. One of Nora's sons lived down south, and she was really unable previously to go and visit him and the grandchildren as often as she'd like. So often when respite at home was in place, Nora was then able to go down and visit her family and kind of sustain that relationship. So Mary's example is just a brief kind of case study to give you a flavour of how successful we've found it, and there's loads more examples like them.